Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Communication is always strained in the secondary, particularly when you face with pre-snap shifts and motions. And so I'm not going to act like that's some earth-shattering statement. As I mentioned, when we were talking about tooling and retooling, that's a component of coaching that you'll always be urgent regarding. Pre-snap communication, because week in and week out, the adjustments change, the shifts and motions change based on offensive units, based on the talent within those offensive units, how you choose to deploy your people based on those things. And so there are alterations to communication and adjustments every week, and so there's always urgency there. We certainly can be better there, and we will.
Mike Tomlin talking about the defensive communication. Deshaun Elliott, according to reports, has been placed on IR. The Steelers have acquired Kyle Duggar, safety from the New England Patriots. They give up a sixth-round pick. In addition to Duggar, the Steelers get a seventh-round pick in the 2026 NFL Draft. Duggar was a second-round pick in 2022, played in 81 games, started 69 with the Patriots the last 5 years. Deshaun Elliott is an elite box safety. He comes downhill. He makes a ton of tackles in the running game. But the other key element that Deshaun Elliott brings to the table is that he gets things aligned on the back end. The Steelers have been bad from a communication standpoint all year long. They've undoubtedly been worse without that guy. Kyle Duggar's not going to fix that. Kyle Duggar's got to get on the quote-unquote moving train. Kyle Duggar has to learn the Steelers' defense. He's not going to walk in day one and be able to take over the responsibilities that Deshaun Elliott's had in that regard. As bad as it's been from a communication standpoint, I think that's going to continue, and Duggar's acquisitions not going to help. Do you like the trade? 412-928-9370. That's the Twitter poll. You can also give us a ring in the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. I'm meh on it. I think that it made sense. They don't give up a ton. It's a low-risk move. Omar Khan couldn't just sit idly by and have Mike Tomlin continue to play Chuck Clark. So from those standpoints, okay, I get it. I guess I dig it. But I don't think this is going to take the Steelers from being a borderline playoff team, a borderline division champion, and push them over the edge. What do you think? 412-928-9370. I talk about getting on the moving train. The Steelers made two acquisitions at last year's deadline. They got Mike Williams, wide receiver. He caught 9 balls for 135 yards in 8 games. He barely played. He barely averaged a reception per game. They also acquired Preston Smith, who played 161 snaps in 8 games. Only 14% of the snaps at a position where you don't have to learn all that much. Go out there, set the edge, stop the run, get the quarterback. By the time Elliott comes off the IR, if it's 4 weeks, maybe at that point, Kyle Duggar will have jumped on that moving train. But I don't think he's going to be able to go out there and play 90% of the snaps. If he does, he would break the mold for the Steelers. They don't usually do that. Acquire a guy and play him a bunch. Jabril Peppers didn't play his first game with the Steelers. He only played on special teams in the next game. He only played in 13 snaps on Sunday night against the Green Bay Packers, despite the fact that Deshaun Elliott was lost for the game. So I don't think it's going to help all that much. Do you? 412-928-9370. There's also this. The Steelers' defense is 22nd in the NFL in opponent points per game, 30th in yards per game, 15th in points per play, 24th in yards per play allowed, 24th in third down conversions, 24th in fourth down conversions, and 17th in opponents' touchdowns allowed per game. The New England Patriots rank better in every single one of those statistical categories. Fourth in points per game allowed, ninth in opponents' yards per game, seventh in opponents' points per play, 10th in third down conversions, second and fourth down conversions. Why am I saying all this? They know what they're doing defensively. They're not spending $160 million a year on that side of the ball. The Steelers are, and the Steelers stink. The Patriots, they don't even scratch the surface in terms of paying their defense, and they're better across the board, and they said, we don't need Jabril Peppers. We don't need Kyle Duggar. One defense knows what it's doing, the other doesn't. One team is leading its division at 6-2 and thought that a safety was expendable. That doesn't make me feel all that good about this trade. What do you think? 412-928-9370. Texter, from Patriots to the Bengals, we hear it over and over again. We know what they're going to run. Throw as much money as you want on players, but it hasn't amounted to anything. That's exactly right. The Steelers added Jalen Ramsey and Darius Slay and Brandon Echols this offseason. They drafted Derek Harmon in the first round. They added a nose tackle, Y.A. Black, in the fourth round. And the defense went from bad to worse. And now Kyle Duggar is supposed to save the day? Come on. And it's maddening that they continue to need to do this. That they continue to need to augment this defense. And I realize that injury is why they went out and got Kyle Duggar, because Deshaun Elliott's banged up. But the reason that they had to go and acquire Ramsey, and the reason that they had to acquire Echols, and the reason they had to acquire Slay, is because they haven't drafted and developed at the position good enough. Joey Porter Jr., case in point, basically a first-round pick, 32nd overall, has not developed one iota since walking into the UPMC Rooney Sports Complex on the south side. They keep adding pieces to this defense. They keep spending money on this defense because for the last, roughly decade, they haven't drafted well enough on that side of the ball. Texter, you keep saying learn the defense. This is an elementary defense. Most can learn it in a week. Oh, really? Why isn't Jabril Peppers playing more? And that's not what Trey Essex said yesterday when he joined the show. And with all due respect to our wonderful texters, I'm going to take Trey Essex's opinion over yours. Texter, just figured the trade was a depth move, nothing more. Maybe you're right, and if that's the case, then why are people celebrating it so much on social media? We put out the Twitter poll. 75% of people are saying they like the trade. I saw Con Artist, and Omar's coming, and Con Man, and Kong all over social media last night because they got the New England Patriots backup strong safety. And they added more money to this defense that has cost them $160 million. It's ridiculous. I get why Omar Khan did it. I just don't think this changes the Steelers all that much. I don't think this team goes from a 9-win team to a 10-win team because they added Kyle Duggar, or an 8-win team to a 9-win team, or a 10-win team to an 11-win team. I don't think it moves the needle at all.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game.
They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.